peoples of the East and Southeast. The people who lived in the woodlands of eastern North America formed complex political systems to govern their nations. The Iroquois and Cherokee had formal law codes and formed federations, governments that linked different groups. The Iroquois lived near Canada in what is now northern New York State. There were five Iroquois groups or nations: the Onondaga, the Seneca, the Mohawk, the Oneida, and the Cayuga. These groups warred with each other until the late 1500s, when they joined to form the Iroquois League, also called the Iroquois Confederacy. Iroquois women occupied positions of power in their communities. According to the Constitution of the Iroquois League, women chose the 50 men who served on the League Council. The Iroquois Constitution was written down after the Europeans came to North America. It describes the Iroquois people's desire for peace. I am Dekanawida, and with the Five Nations Confederate Lords, I plant the tree of great peace. Roots have spread out from the tree of the great peace, one to the north, one to the east, one to the south, and one to the west. The southeast was also a woodlands area, but with a warmer climate than the eastern woodlands. The Creek, Chickasaw, and Cherokee were among the region's Native American peoples. Many Creek lived in loosely knit farming communities in present-day Georgia and Alabama. There they grew corn, tobacco, squash, and other crops. The Chickasaw, most of whom lived farther west in what is now Mississippi, farmed the river bottomlands. The Cherokee farmed in the mountains of Georgia and the Carolinas. Wherever they lived in North America, the first Americans developed ways of life that were well-suited to their environments. In the 1500s, however, the Native Americans met people whose cultures, beliefs, and ways of life were different from anything they had known or ever seen. These newcomers were the Europeans, and their arrival would change the Native Americans' world forever.